but simply because he didn't hear them, and the officer was objective, had an objectively reasonable belief that they needed to restrain him. It doesn't matter whether he heard them or not, would it?
It would not.
So, my difficulty with this case is this. The district court found that there was a fact issue. But these fact issues in order that needed to be tried to the jury in terms of why aren't there fact issues looking at the state about whether or not they didn't know what people heard? I think that's what Mr. Chambers said. I think if you look at the state, you just don't use it. I can hear it still. You have to stay there in the background with some voices. Your client said some stuff, but it's not so clear what people heard or didn't hear. And it's not so clear what was going on or not going on. Why should they order the jury stuff?
Because qualified immunity is different. The reason that you have qualified immunity is to prevent cases like this from going to the jury. If the Supreme Court has made clear recently that was needed, there were a number of cases, most recently in front of Mahomet v. Lula, which to look at the facts presented to the officer at the time he reacted. And based on those facts, decide whether or not a reasonable officer in that position would have acted in the way he did. At
this point, that he could choose to be made by the officer with regards to the material on the scene, the jury stop or the initial detention, to see for purposes of a question that the officer believes that it's a reasonable jury stop and that he was permitted to conduct Mr. Stuber and to conduct an on-scene investigation in order to try to find out what happened and that he is willing to listen to Mr. Stuber and not commit any crime. There's also an excessive force from the handcuffing itself. And why isn't that the same issue of material fact that the jury's going to have to define?
Because based on the record, it has shown and combining that with the knowledge that Officer Stuber had prior to covering his reasonable assumptions that were imposed by Mr. Rathrat were reasonable, thereby indicating qualified immunity of the government.
That's my question.
What's the evidence for actual injuries in this case? Where is it in the record?
Yes.
I was judging that there was evidence that he was thinking, and where is it in the record?
I don't believe that's in the record from the perspective of Officer Stuber. I believe he was questioned in his deposition about whether or not one risk, but all the others there is in the hospital.
That was in front of the district court on some potential because of the fact that he was able to file his brief testimony that is in the record itself. I think that maybe
all of my is there in the testimony in the record that you had in the testimony. Is that true? Who did you call? Yes, that's in there. I have questions. We got requests made. No questions. I'm just going to put those in the test. The police are not in charge. He's liberalized. He was struggling against that efforts to come on and to relax to the officers.
American music the last day of this period, when you look up some of the involved uses of force, this is the correct way of using the uses of force. The officer posted a very dangerous trajectory for his office in court. Now the question is, where is the use of force in this
case? And I think that's a question for one of the issues in terms of how compromises the system is set up. The court said, if he's resisting, why did you have to fall onto the motorist? So that's a question for the jury at that point. So that's what the court did. Well, I think that's a step back a little bit. And the officer student is really the fear of having to believe there is a dangerous situation. It makes that much more so. It's not that he's also right behind the official side of the person.
Not only the entire person in the street, but he's right.
He's behind the person. Well, that's not the first issue. The first is not within a couple of months. But that was a fire crap. It's a tire. There is no reason to address the emotional part of him at that point in the interview. It's evil.
I'm looking for in this record evidence other than the video that would support your
interview.
For the whole interview, what's wrong with the jury?
Thank you.